Hello, everybody. It's Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
Hi, Lisa. It's Mike, your Astro Daddy.
And what's the date that we're bringing the celestial storm? It's the new moon in Virgo, September 2nd.
That's
Thank
right.
you for joining us.
Yeah, Lisa, it's Monday, September 2nd. But I just want to make mention because on Sunday, September 1st, we had Pluto popping back into Capricorn. Now, this will be the last time for all my Capricorn friends out there. I promise you, this will be the last time that Pluto will be in Capricorn, and it will be there till November 11th.
I love that you brought that in, but a fun fact about Pluto and Capricorn, it's in the anaretic, which is that 29th degree, but it's in Vedic astrology, it's in the constellation of Uttarakshada, which is the noble battles. In other words, when you stand up for principle, it's the latter undefeated. It means that when you stand on principle, you cannot lose. So one more time, we're looking at that right use of power before Pluto leaves Capricorn for another 240 plus years, right?
That's exactly right.
Leading off with that big new moon, too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why and it's Labor Day. I might add, it's on top of everything else, it's a holiday in the United States. We wake up to a lovely energy, Lise, because Mercury in Leo trines Chiron in Aries. And this energy kicks off our new moon day, and how wonderful is that?
What's so unique about this new moon, because Virgo is the sign, the first six signs are all the personal planets before we then bring our personal sense of self out into the world, starting with Libra. But Virgo is that after coming through Mercury retrograde that went from Virgo into Leo, and now, it's going to head back into Virgo. It's that story about us, but it's coming from a more complete place, and it's paired up with the Emperor. I just love that for our new moon. You are always the master and commander of your world. That doesn't mean you can always change. It's like, oh, sure, we'd love to make sure that nothing ever happened that we didn't want to happen. The Emperor isn't a promise that you can stop difficult things from happening. It says that you have the power to interact with it and do something amazing with it. It's truly the highest degree of agency, authority that you can have in the tarot. And it says, you're it. You're the power. You're the master and commander of your world. What you do with whatever happens is yours. Yeah. What else do we have as far as aspects today? Good
Yeah,
moon.
so the moon, the new moon, officially kicks off at almost 7 p.m. On Monday. But then by 9 p.m., Lise, Mars squares Neptune. And we're going to be feeling this the next day on Tuesday. But the high side of this aspect is a spiritual vitality, a charisma, a compassion in action, or the shadow side. And some people may pursue the shadow side of pointlessness and malaise and the potential for secret harmful actions. Like, come on, who wants to be in the malaise, right?
Sometimes, this is where that emperor comes in. That it's we can start to see where our actions work for us or they don't. So sometimes it helps to, if you're indulging a pity party or, a little temper tantrum, notice it might be revealing where you're still stuck in a disempowered story rather than taking charge. You get to feel everything you're feeling, but how do you construct it in a way that works for you?
Great, great words, Liz.
But that's so this is the place where we don't have to be afraid of whatever comes up. It's just your starting point. If you come up with a bad story about you or the past or whoever it is that's in front of you still have the power to see the whole picture so that you're not always telling it from a disempowered place. You're the authority. Yeah. That's a great moon cycle. This next couple of weeks is very, very powerful. Who you are and how you tell the story of you, which we've been practicing with this whole Mercury retrograde. So now it's just taking it to that next level. And you're telling the story, a better story of you through everything you do.
And remember, new moons are things you kick off. This is the perfect time to kick off, initiate stuff. New moons are kicking off, full moons are culminations. So what you kick off today, we're going to see in a 30-day cycle, but we're also going to see in a six-month cycle when we have the full moon in Virgo in March, in February, 6 months from today. So enjoy this new moon.
Yes, you're planting some very valuable seeds that you will start to harvest next spring. I'm so glad you added that in.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. So happy new moon, happy planting. You are a harvest worth tending well at the planting. So thanks for playing. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy. Happy new moon. Happy Labor Day, America. And we'll see you next time.
See ya.